All right, hey everybody, welcome back to the Story Song Podcast. I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Rachel Oakes.
And I'm Michael Cassell.
So we're doing another classic episode, and this time we're going to be replaying 99 Luftballons. Mm-hmm. A really good, really good episode from the first run. Great song, a lot of stuff to say about it.
I mean, it's just, first of all, what a great song. In any language, what a great song. Again, it always strikes me how short our old episodes were, how we just kind of really shot through them, and how much we just kind of cursed willy-nilly.
Yeah, we also all worked on the docks, so yes, it was just the way things were
the
back
German
then.
Docks, which is weird.
And that's where we met Brandy, and that's how we got the idea for the show.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it is always funny listening back just how sort of loosey-goosey we were with things. I wasn't entirely sure how to say the name of the band, and that was like, back then we were just like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, I think we always sort of had like a vague idea going into the episodes as opposed to now where, not that we're perfect, but I like to think we're a little more buttoned up when it comes to that stuff. But
I think a little bit less obsessive about the facts at that point. Not the facts, but like the details of the song. We would have analyzed every syllable. I feel like doing a song like this now versus then, we would have at least enrolled in an intro to German class before we recorded the episode.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I mean, great to hear, like, you know, 80s new wave. That sound is it's in my bones.
It's so good. It's great.
It's so good. Mm. Yeah.
This is such a great song. It's also a really good, for us, a good kickoff, I think, to spooky season because it's a little bit of a sci-fi story.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it sci-fi, Michael, or is it sci-fact? This could have happened, which makes it even scarier.
Well, the other thing is that the balloons are haunted, so there's that.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it works on several levels.
This is a classic thing we would have done now.
Yeah.
Where we would have been 20 minutes on the condition of the balloons.
Yep.
How there were ghosts involved in the balloons.
Actually, the balloons are also cursed.
Yeah. Actually,
we would have named each balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
Little do you know that actually the entire band of Nana is Pennywise the Clown, and so that's why the balloons are involved.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He was stepping it up. He's like, I'm not going to take one kid from a sewer anymore. We're getting everybody in one fell swoop.
Yeah,
we're
kicking this puppy up a notch.
Oh, man. Pennywise, leveling up.
Grabbing some Duolingo, learning German, getting ready.
Just Pennywise in the sewer being like, oh, that owl won't leave me alone.
I get it. I had a good streak going.
I get it.
I'm blowing up all these balloons.
Oh, that kid's right by the sewer. I could grab him, but I don't want to lose my streak. I got to finish this lesson. That owl be all over me.
Got three more lessons before I earn this month's badge. And that means something.
You know what? I might be a possessed evil clown, but I still want to better myself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Absolutely. All right, let's do it. Let's listen to this classic episode, and we'll be back at the end to talk about it.
The all-out war on balloons comes to its inevitable conclusion this week on the Story Song Podcast. Now hear the tale. Welcome back once again to the Story Song Podcast. I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Michael Gazelle.
And I'm Rachel Oakes.
This week on the show, Germans. We're going to be talking about 99 Luftballons by Nena or Nina.
Nina.
Not sure.
Nana, Nina.
But you know the song.
Nanu, Nanu.
Classic 80s, one-hit wonder.
If you don't know by 99 Luftballons, which everybody does, it's 99 red balloons.
Here's the thing. 99 red balloons, sure. 99 Luftballons, so much more fun to say.
So much more fun. So much more fun.
So let's do the story of this song.
Okay, so 99 Luftballons is about a couple of kids playing where they shouldn't be playing.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and get some balloons like any kids. I'm assuming they're kids. Like the band is adults, obviously, but. Sure. So I'm assuming
they've been out all night, though.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that maybe they're teenagers or something. But like, they're not
They could be kids at heart.
I don't think like they're going to be like 48 and like let's go get some balloons and play.
I don't know.
I bought a bag of balloons yesterday.
Yeah. Did you?
With the money I bought.
So she Nana and her friend buy a bag of balloons with the money they've got from their previous records, and they decide to go out into a field and set them free out into the air. Mm-hmm. And bugs in the software, they were they were using an old version of the operating system, sees these blips on the radar, and they don't know what it is, and the software doesn't identify it as balloons, so they're like, shit, we're being attacked. So they start attacking whoever they are, and then the other people start attacking, and it starts out this all-out war that destroys the world.
Strangely destroys the entire world except for this child or adult child that has started this whole thing.
Well, she's left standing in the ashes of a city.
Yeah.
And is looking for something to show that human beings existed.
Yeah.
Because everyone's dead from this all-out nuclear war started by balloons. You and I toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
So the first thing that they apparently went to an all-night toy shop because they're at the break of dawn, or they're like, oh, we got these balloons. I'm so excited. Hold.
Wait.
Wait for it. Let's do it at the break of dawn.
If you're going to release balloons, you want to do it at the break of dawn for some reason. I don't have a good one. But I'm sure there's a reason.
And this toy shop also sells helium.
Yeah,
I guess?
They dragged a helium tank out to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
because that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe. I mean, would this toy shop be selling already inflated balloons? Like, you know, like when you're at like.
No, she says we buy a bag of balloons.
Or maybe these kids are something that we should truly be concerned about because they breathe and exhale helium.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of alien form.
Or maybe it's like a cartoon universe where when you blow into a balloon with your breath, it floats somehow.
Yeah.
Even like when I was a kid, that bothered me. When someone would like blow up a balloon and it would float, I'm like, what? That's not, you can't do that. That doesn't work.
You're like watching Tom and Jerry like, this is bullcrap.
Oh my God.
That is the one thing that's unbelievable about this.
Boy, I hope someone lost their job over this gaffe.
And the balloons can't be already inflated because if cartoons have taught me anything, if you have more than one inflated balloon with helium, you're gonna float away.
You gotta be careful about that.
Absolutely.
So
back at the base, the radar picks up these things. 99 red balloons go by, and the software flies out the message, something's out there. Mm-hmm. And
because when I have radar, what I like it to be is vague. I like it to be like, what's out there, computer? It's something. Can you give me a general description? It's out there? I can't.
It's from somewhere else. We don't know. You know what? It didn't have a retina display, so they couldn't see. It just looked like a little thing.
You know, this concerns me. I have a Windows computer, mm-hmm. and I'm always like, and it's like, do you want to update Windows? And I'm always like, no, because I'm concerned. But now I'm afraid that one day it's going to be like, run for your life, Rachel! And then I'm going to like run out and like leave everything I know. And it's going to come back to me and be like, oh, see, you should have updated. Because what I really meant was you're low on printer toner or something like that.
Sorry about that. It was just a balloon in your printer.
It was, yes. I got to stop photocopying balloons.
Yeah, and this computer flashes the message, something's out there, not... What a strange game. The only winning move is not to play. that would have saved a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's the end game. 99 decisions tree. 99 ministers meet. To worry, worry, super scary. Call the troops out in a hurry. This is what we've waited for. This is advice. This is war. The president is on the line.
99 Decision Street. I guess that's where decisions are made. At 99 Decision Street.
Yeah.
Does she live in the Richard Scarry universe? Yes. Everything is named what it is.
And it's very basic.
Where do you make decisions? Oh, Decision Street.
Yeah.
99 Decision Street.
Well,
99.
She did buy the balloons at Little Toy Shop.
I guess that's true. 99 Decision Street, 99 Ministers Meet, which I always thought was 99 Men Misters Meet. That's one of those things where, like, as a kid, that's what I thought it was, even though that made no sense.
No sense whatsoever.
And I have never taken the time to update my knowledge of the song. I just simply accepted.
I got this. I got
this. I heard this when I was 7, and I got it. I don't have to go back and check on what the actual lyrics are.
I mean, it's both true. It is also convenient that there's 99 balloons.
Yeah.
And they happen to meet at 99 Decision Street. And there happened to be 99 ministers.
Yeah.
I like to think that they had like 98 and they're like, you know what, just bring one more in because we got 99 problems and we got 99 Decision Street. Let's just make it all 99 because it's going to freak me out.
Right.
I'm an OCD minister. I'm sorry. Really, it's this next line, worry, worry, super scurry. Because they do. First of all, it's a wonderful little thing. Like, worry, worry, super scurry. Oh, hi,
you guys.
That is
my favorite line in this or any other song. I love it. It's like, it's so descriptive and stupid at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to dance. That's the worry, worry, super scurry.
Yeah. I also like to think that they assume that they are under great attack and that there's, like, just a guard who's like, come on, scurry along. Come on, we got to go, you guys.
See, I'm just picturing
we're
going to
get blown up. Scurry.
I'm picturing the 99 ministers just, like, running around in circles and bouncing off walls, like, not knowing what to do. That to me, is
like
the super scurry.
Like the Keystone Cops?
Yeah.
So this is the point we should mention, where originally this song was recorded in German.
Right.
Yes.
Was actually a hit in German, and then they released it, an English version of it.
A hit in the States in German, should say.
In the United States of America, German version of the song was a hit. And I don't know this for sure, but this is the part where it feels like the trouble they had translating it and making it all fit and still rhyme, where it's just like, worry, worry, super scurry.
Yeah.
All the troops out in a hurry. It just seems like, boy, we got to fill out some syllables here. what if we said worry twice, I guess? And scurry, I guess put super on the front of scurry? I don't know.
And just so you all know, we're going to be talking about the English version, because none of us really speak fluent German, so
yeah.
we can't dissect that version
of
the song.
And we can't be bothered to put it into Google Translate.
So this is a great line. I love this line. This is what we've waited for. This is it, boys. This is war. Especially the way she sings it.
Oh,
yeah.
She hates them, but they're so psyched about it.
Yeah.
I love it.
The president is on the line as 99 red balloons go by. First of all, don't forget, this is the early 80s, and we're all super worried about nuclear war.
War so Games was a couple, you know, years back.
Yeah, and the...
This is 84.
And the sort of iconic idea of the red phone.
Yeah.
This is the phone you picked up when shit was going down. This was the nuclear war phone.
You want to get in touch with Batman.
Yeah, like open up somebody's head and press a button.
No, that's to go down to the Batcave.
All right.
Yeah,
you're such a girl. Oh, my God.
No.
Commissioner Gordon had a flashing red phone.
It's the nicest thing that Dan's
ever
said.
Picked up the call.
So up until this next line, when the German version comes on, people are dancing like crazy, and they're singing fake German, and then we hear in the German, we hear some German, and in the English you hear 99 knights in the air riding super high-tech jet fighters. Everyone's a superhero, everyone's a Captain Kirk. But in German you hear German, Captain Kirk. Everybody does that. Everybody's like, Unschkavata, Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk means Captain Kirk in German.
Yeah.
The one thing I like to say about
direct
that is...
Direct translation.
Everyone's a superhero. Everyone's a Captain Kirk. Do you know who's not a superhero? Captain Kirk.
Yeah, no, he was a guy.
I mean, you know, bless him. He was a wonderful
captain. Did extraordinary things.
Sure.
Amazing work. Not a superhero.
No. They're thinking of Superman.
Yeah.
Was there never an episode where Kirk got superpowers? I feel like that's something that should have happened on the show.
There was a lot of him like doubling over in pain because somebody shot at him with their hands or something like that.
Right.
I
mean, he did have an evil twin, so that's pretty superhero-y. Like, he had an exact...
It's more bizarro than superhero.
Yeah, but that's
that's what I mean.
That's also soap opera-y. It's like everyone's a superhero, everyone's an Erica Kane.
But I mean, like a science fiction. Like,
you know?
It just says 99 red balloons go by, 99 red balloons go by. And this is where you're supposed to assume this is where they drop the bombs.
But I'd like to say something. There was one thing that the jet fighters had to do, which was clarify and classify.
Yeah.
They're so that's terrible two things. At their...
They didn't either.
Oh, there's an identify.
Identify, yeah,
that's three things.
What'd I say? One one thing. Yeah, but in general, their whole idea is like, they're sending them up and they're like, just tell us what this is. And
Figure out what it is.
And they're like, sure, let me just put my contacts in. No time! 99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was a city. I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here. And here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go. She started it.
She started it. She ended it.
And she ended it.
She's the last person.
Do you think, yeah. now she seems sad, but do you think a little bit she's like, way to go, me. All right, me and this balloon. We're going to hang out.
People always told me I would never accomplish anything. Well, I destroyed the world.
So how about that, seventh Suck grade it. Teacher?
And what the hell was she doing that she survived and nobody, the person standing next to her didn't?
She's a real think for yourself for this one.
Yeah.
She just found shelter and like threw the guy out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fairness, she is part cockroach.
Yeah,
it's true. So. And she turns to the red balloon. And she says, now it's our job to repopulate the world.
Yeah.
Mm, with a bunch of...
In here.
And then... That weird balloon thing.
Got weird.
Yeah.
She gave birth to 8 balloon animals. And 2 of those wavy things in the car washes. Those crazy wavy dicks, man.
And she said, balloon dog, go get your balloon giraffe brother for dinner.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's going to be time to talk about the history of this song with story behind the story. We'll be right back. 99 Luftballons was recorded in 1982 by a German band called Nina. It was released in 1983 and was a hit in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And record company is like, that's great.
Good for us in Germany. Terrific. We are huge
in Germany.
We've got a wall. Well. We're fine.
Basically, closed the books on this when a DJ at a K-Rock in Los Angeles discovered it somehow,
mm-hmm.
started playing on the radio, and it just slowly built into this huge hit. And the thing is, I think most people are familiar with the English version, but in fact was the German version that was the hit song. This song that no one could understand.
Right.
I mean, one of the weirder one-hit wonders in that, only is it a one-hit wonder in the States, but a song in German.
But it speaks to everyone in that we all know what it's really all about. It's, you know, it's all about war and all about, you know, the dreams that we've lost in this terrible, terrible time of war games and...
Pac-Man.
E.T. Extraterrestrials coming around.
Reese's Pieces, I guess.
It's terrible.
Well, I think...
Shirt Tails.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough time, you guys.
It was.
I think an interesting thing about the song is, I think a point that you made when we were talking about Billy Don't Be a Hero is that that was sort of an upbeat, kind of peppy protest song.
Yeah.
And this just takes the protest song and turns it into like a dance song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the other peppy protest anti-war
song. And Americans love any song, whether we can understand it or not, any song where we can jump up and down to it.
Yeah.
When there's a legitimate point where it's like, and now we jump up and down, and that has it with the dun 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 dun. It's like, you're going to jump up and down right now.
Yeah. Although, you know, I think the difference between this and like Billy Don't Be a Hero is like, I don't know if anyone knew what this song was about. Because not only was it was German, in German, I heard the English version many times and didn't, I mean, I knew it was about nuclear war. But I didn't really kind of put it all together. I had no idea.
Until I listened to it a bunch of times, I didn't really even know about the nuclear war. I just knew that there were balloons and like, oh yeah, it's dance.
I mean, I didn't even fully know. I just knew the line, this is it, boys, this is war. Like, mm-hmm. So I was sort of like, okay, it's some sort of like 80s nuclear war thing. But yeah, I wasn't fully aware of like what the story behind it was. So
yeah, no, neither was I. And to be honest, I think English version, German version, all I'm getting is balloons and Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
And then you have to sort of seriously go back and listen to the lyrics. And then there's that moment of, wait a minute, what did I just hear?
Yeah. But yeah, this is just such, and it just shows like what a good song this is, that like, even though people had no idea what she was singing, mm-hmm. it didn't matter. It yeah. just had such a great sound to it.
It all goes back to being able to say, Luftballon.
And this, in fact, got to number 2 on the U.S. charts, mm-hmm. Thereby becoming the highest charting German song or song in German language song right. on the Billboard charts. Now, my question about that is, was there another?
Yeah.
What other German songs?
Yeah, why do
we
know?
Some, like, polka song in the 30s or
yeah,
something?
Like, was there, like, a Marlene Dietrich song that, like, showed up at, like, number 3?
They were like, oh,
and so... like, they broke the record.
Oh, so close. So close.
I wonder how many songs just in another language that's not English. Mm. Probably, like, this and La Bamba, right? Are the only songs I can think of that... were popular enough to go to the top of the charts that are not in English.
Now, this is one of those bands where you don't know whether Nena or Nina is the band or the person. And in this case, it's much like Bon Jovi. It's both.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah, her name's Gabrielle Susan Kerner, which, of course, you're like, I'm going to name you Nena.
Do you think this was like a Hootie and the Blowfish situation where, like, everyone just thought her name was Nena, and finally she just gave up and was like, fine, just call me Nena. I don't yeah. care anymore.
Yeah. If that's true, that it's the opposite of Hootie and the Blowfish, because Hootie, I don't even remember his real name.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Yes, Hootie would not take on the name Hootie.
Yeah, he was. Well, that's what I mean. But everyone still calls him Hootie.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm sure and 90% of America still thinks that guy's name is Hootie.
Yeah.
What's his last name? Doesn't need one.
Nope.
No. Just Hootie.
I think End. Then there's the Blowfish. I don't know.
Hootie End?
Hootie
the Blowfish.
A direct translation of Luftballons mm-hmm. is air balloons, which is odd because A, obviously balloons, you know, that you don't really need to modify them with the word air. And also it doesn't have air and it has helium.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's water. They're water balloons.
It's right. true. So. That would be a totally different story.
They
just
water balloons.
Throw them down, and then like the submarines come up or something. I don't even know what it would do. But it's yeah, those are like German, like regular party balloons. They call them air balloons.
Sure.
Which sounds delightful, but it sounds more delightful when you say Luftballons.
Yeah. But it also makes me think of like when you say air balloon, like airship. Or like a hot air balloon. And both of those in the hands of Germans just make me nervous. This also like releases little dopamine shots in my brain. Because I get super excited about weird like chart things. And I love songs that go to number 2.
Yeah.
And then stop there and then go back down. It's like you couldn't. Oh, what happened? You couldn't just get to number 1? Oh, you were so close.
Sorry, buddy.
What happened?
So rough. Yeah, that's gotta be so difficult as a, I can just imagine Nena, the band.
Yeah.
Just sitting there like, I don't know why I picture it like a countdown clock. Like they're just staring at the charts.
They get like, Billboard every week and just like,
yeah, they're like, come on. Aww.
Number 3 now. What?
Yeah.
We went in the opposite direction.
We're supposed to go up. It's supposed to be keep going
this
up.
This is the week. We were 2 last week. Here we go. Number 1. What?
Man.
It's also like fun to think that like, you know, obviously they were professional musicians and everything, mm-hmm. but you released this song, again, no intention, no effort put in to try to get it into the American market.
Right.
Just some random dude starts playing on the radio. And next thing, like, they get a phone call, like, yeah, you know America, the place where, like, 330 million people live and buy records? Well, you have a hit there. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, what? Like... what happened?
I think we as a country turned our backs on them when they recorded it in English. And we're just like, oh, you gave up way too early.
Yeah,
no, we wanted
oh,
it in
that was way too easy. We want German. We want to just understand Captain Kirk.
I think the album that it's on is just has that as its only English language song. Everything else is in German.
Yeah.
And well, I think it's got 2 versions of 99.
It's got the German yeah. and the yeah. English version on it. Yeah. 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 They're like, look, buy this album in German, and we'll throw in a little English for you. That's not including the Captain Kirk in the German version, you guys.
By the way, you're going to have to listen to only two of like the 12 tracks on this album because everything else you're not going to understand.
And also, it's not going to hit in America. Let's face facts.
Yeah. The other great thing about this song is just the era when the music video was just like a literal translation of like, okay, let's get the band, put them in a field, put 99 red balloons around them, and at the end we'll blow some stuff up. All right, then we're done. Like, just whatever was in the lyrics. That's what it is.
That was it.
We're gonna need about 12 fog machines.
It was the time when, like, literally you would just have to, like, what's a music video? Well, it has to have the band playing the song from start to finish.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of right before the big story stuff happened. Yeah. Like, when they realized, like, oh, we can do more with this, you know?
Before they realized that they could actually cut.
Yeah.
Right. Where it would just be, like, one take.
Yeah.
It's like, she's walking from one end of the field to another, and I can't see her in the beginning. It's Lawrence of Arabia.
And the thing that always gets me in the video is that the song is really fast. It's like da 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 da, and she's walking so slow. And I'm always like, hurry up, run.
The other thing is there are literal things where I think they have exactly 99 balloons surrounding this band because 100 would cost extra. But
free shipping on 0 to 99.
Anything over, it's like $9.99. No CODs. So the part that they weren't literal about was the fact that the world is supposed to be gone at this point, except for the band, obviously, but she's walking through like a forest, so like clearly the trees survived. It's like this lush green area that she's walking through.
They're cockroach trees. So they don't tell you. Nana, the band, re-recorded this in 2002 and 2009.
Keep riding that pony.
Yeah.
Come
that's
on,
fine
man. Just, that's the worst. I'm sorry. When they don't re-record your one hit. Yeah. Don't do it.
Because you know what's
I don't even
happen?
Mind it so much the 2002 version. It's like, you just did this 7 years ago. You're doing 2009 now, too?
The thing that bothers me about that is somebody's going to go and buy the album and be like, oh my God, I've got to get this song. That I love this song. And they buy like the 2009 version. They're like, what? This is different.
This is not what I was expecting.
The world has been gone for 25 years. Yeah. I don't want to know what it's about now. It's about her and her balloon children. She releases them off into the wild. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the lessons learned from this song. Hey, if you like the show, you can help other people find it by leaving us a review on iTunes.
And I can't stress this enough. A good review.
Why would anyone ever leave us a bad review?
It's because of me, isn't it?
No! Yeah.
That hurt so much.
All right, now it's time for lessons learned. What lesson can we take away from 99 Love Balloons? Rachel, as always, we'll start with you.
What I've learned is that if the world is gone and you're looking for some sort of souvenir to remind you of it, how about not taking the thing that was the object of its destruction? Maybe find, I don't know, one of those Statue of Liberties, those tiny Statue of Liberties, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Or if nothing else, if you find that thing, do not then let it go.
Yeah.
Because you were looking for it.
Yeah, your one thing is like, I need to find something that tells me that we were here. Oh, I'm just gonna let it go.
I'll just leave that go.
I'll be completely alone in my life now.
Especially, there's no one else left. Like, hold on to that thing dearly.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you got?
I learned that when you're in a toy shop, if it's between like a bag of balloons and a board game, maybe go with the board game because Monopoly never caused the world to end.
True.
It might have caused a couple of like financial crises, but
yeah,
get yourself a board game.
So I would say, make sure you run your software cleaner on your horrible war machine. Make sure that's up to date. Also, if you're going to make a decision, go to Decision Street.
Where else are you going
to
go?
Don't leave that to the to amateurs. Get the professionals down at Decision Street. They'll help you make a decision.
Yeah.
Go from Little Toy Shop to Decision Street to decide what toy you're going to buy. Yeah. And then you'll think twice about getting those balloons.
Exactly.
Yep.
Those world-ending balloons.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the Story Song Podcast. I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Michael Gazelle.
And I'm Rachel Oakes.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye. 9 months, the shower click.
Links und keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab'n Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn.
All right, we're back. Mm. I hope you guys enjoyed that classic episode.
You guys, that was a simpler time when I had a Windows computer.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
crazy
unbelievable.
To think about. So Michael brought to us something interesting. The video, the German video, I guess it really, oh, well, we can discuss it. But the German video, which had the subtitles, so German vocals, English subtitles, and the story is a little bit different. So, Michael, do you want to quickly kind of talk through the differences in the story?
Sure.
At least according to these subtitles?
Yeah, and you guys tell me if I miss anything.
Uh-huh.
So, the intro to the song, that kind of a cappella section, where in the English version, they go into the story. In the German version, they sort of say, hey, I'd like to tell you a story about 99 balloons. Other interesting thing, they don't specify red balloons. The English version does specify red balloons. And if you watch the English version of the music video, there's just a bunch of balloons all over the place. And they're all different colors. And it's like, well, why wouldn't they just get red balloons? It's because in the German version, it doesn't matter what color they are.
Right. Well, I think we discussed in the episode that 99 Luftballons translates to 99 air balloons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since here in America, we are obsessed with efficiency, and we don't put the word air in front of balloon, because why would you? You know what's in a balloon. They had to fill in an extra syllable, which is why I think they went with red balloons.
So the English version of the video is just a re-edit of the German video, where they didn't need red balloons. So it's like, well, she's got blue balloons all over the place.
Right.
What's happening? Like that's a little detail that they could have figured out. So she says, I'd like to tell you a story about, if you have a minute.
Right.
I'd like to tell you this story.
Right. Her saying, I want to tell you a story, it's almost like the end of the world has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now folklore as to how this event happened and how we are now live in this post war, you know, this post-nuclear war world. So that's a little bit slightly different setup to her just starting with telling the story of buying the balloons.
And then she says, wrote a song about it, like to hear it, here it goes. And then the music comes in, and basically they bought a bunch of balloons, they let them go, and I guess they thought that they were UFOs.
Well, says the army thought they were UFOs, so they start shooting at the balloons, and then a neighboring country thinks that they're under attack, so then they start attacking, and then other countries think that they're under attack, so then it's like more of a domino effect leading to this war that happens. There is a little bit still of like everyone, all the army people are excited for the war, though the way it's stated is slightly different. And then at the end, she says, after 99 years of war, there's no more generals left. There's no more fighter pilots left. Only thing that's left is me and this balloon. And she doesn't say, like, and I think of you. She just says, there's just the balloon and me left, and that's the end. So the story is a little different.
It's
a little darker.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say one thing.
I just have a thought, which is, I wonder if these subtitles are AI generated. Because it feels like being monolingual, I can't say for sure. I should do Duolingo and become less monolingual. But I think there's obviously a lot of nuance to, you know, different languages. Meaning, like, you can't just say, like, these are literally the translation of the words. And then, like, I think there's probably more subtlety in them. Because at one point, the lyric is like, the fighter pilots reckon they're Captain Kirk, which, like, that feels like a weird way to, that feels like the way a robot is like, these are what the words mean, and I'm going to lay them out in order.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the
like
story
an exact
is actually
translation without considering like the expressions and sayings within a language.
Right. Like what she's saying might be in actual meaning closer to this is it, boys, this is war. But like the way it's phrased in German is different than the way it's phrased in American. So like when the human being who translated the song originally like took the meaning and the intention more than the actual like words that she's saying, if that makes sense. But having said that, I also like I've always wondered, especially in a song, when you have to translate it and then you have to have a certain number of syllables, right? That have to fit into that line.
And rhyme.
That does make sense that the story would in fact be kind of different, because if you just translated it, it just wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
So you'd have to like finesse it and stuff. And also I wonder if like, you know, I don't know, like I almost wonder if they were like, oh, we got the only words that the English language audience understands in this song is Captain Kirk. So we have to fit it in somewhere. We have to make sure she says Captain Kirk in the English version, because everyone's going to notice that it's missing. I wonder if it's because it's kind of funny. It's less if we take the lyrics as written, which I'm still not totally sure on. I'm wondering if a human being were to sit down, and maybe they did, I don't know.
You mean the translated subtitles?
The translated subtitles. If it is done by AI, I wonder if like a human being doing it would have written them differently to, again, get more of the meaning of behind the words than the actual just words. Uh-huh. But if we are to take the subtitles at face value, this seems less of like a nuclear war parable than the American version. Right? Because she says, the way the English version is, it seems more like it's an instant destruction of Earth. Whereas in this version, she says after 99 years of war, which would imply conventional weapons, right? There's no 99 year nuclear war. It happens almost instantly. So I wonder if they were like, well, Americans are more concerned about the Cold War, although I don't know why Germans wouldn't be. But like, so it just sort of like made sense to make it more like that. But anyway, I don't know. Again, I don't know. I don't know who translated this. I don't know what the original intention was. But again, if we take it at face value, it is the story is different.
What's the German word for alien? That's all we need to know.
Yeah, you know, the other funny thing too is that like, there feels like there are times where she like will repeat the same line, but the subtitles make her say something different. So I was like, are these actually accurate? I'm not sure, but whatever.
I'd like to think it's the official video, so I don't know if it was generated by the artist, by the record
who
company,
did it?
The question is it within the video? Are the captions within the video?
The captions may not have YouTube is putting those on there.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Potentially. Yeah. It's unclear.
But it's an interesting thought, because it does kind of change the story, because you're right. Like the idea of these balloons going up and the army having an instant reaction and being like, this is what we've been waiting for. This is it. Knock those puppies out, as opposed to an alien life form and it being just a mistake of like, we're being attacked by aliens, we got to do something about it, and it being this long sort of a goof, you know,
right?
That goes across the world and starts this domino effect. That's a different story to be told.
What's also interesting is in the English version, the thing that causes it is bugs in the software.
Right.
So there's also that added level of lack of trust of computers, which is exactly what we're talking about in terms of the subtitles.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that makes it, in some ways, that makes it even more relevant in 2023 than it was in 1983 even in 2012 when we originally recorded this. Now we're all terrified that some bug in the software is going to...
This is so meta. This works on so many levels.
And then at the end of the German version, she says, all that's left is me, my glasses, and my books, but that's okay because there is time enough at last.
And then she steps on the glasses.
Steps on the glasses.
Gosh.
And then she goes, oh, I stepped on the glasses.
And then she pops the balloon.
Hey,
with
Alexa. I was going to say, Alexa, can you read me a book? Sure. All right. That fixed it. That was great. Did it.
Oh, man.
And now I can knit while I listen. Why should I do that?
Also, if anyway. It's just her and the balloon left, who's she telling the story to? The balloon? Is it like Wilson?
I was about to say, maybe the balloon. She's like, draw a little smiley face on it, and now she's here.
Also, P.S., good for that balloon for lasting 99 years.
Good for her. She's been around for 99 years.
Wow.
Man. Well, check out Jimmy Carter over here. Still talking to a balloon. Jimmy Carter, wish you the best. 99 years young. Please hold on until this episode comes out.
Hold tight.
Just hold tight. We need a couple more days. Just hold on, buddy. Anyway. All right. Well, that was it. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We'll be back next episode with a new story song, a new episode. And it's going to be Halloween time, so it might get a little creepy, a little spooky around the old Story Song headquarters. You will see when that comes out, so we hope you enjoy that. Follow us on the socials like Instagram, X, I guess, and Facebook. And if you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you hear your podcast, and I mean that literally anywhere. If you overhear a podcast from a car, if you hear just like wherever you're getting your podcast, leave us that 5-star review. We will certainly appreciate it, and we will read it on the show. Come back next episode for another great story song. I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Rachel Oakes.
And I'm Michael Cazell.
We'll talk to you guys then. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Our theme music was written and performed by Jason Flowers. Find him on Twitter at Jason Flowers with a Z. Some of our bumper music was provided by Purple Planet Music.
Our logo was designed by Dan Geva. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at story_song, and on Instagram at StorySongPodcast.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts. The Story Song Podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Go to pantheonpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening.
It's the Story Song Podcast.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.